And from the KTOO newsroom, I'm Yvonne Cormery. We have a correction to air to a story we aired last week about Delta Airlines resuming year-round service to Juneau. The story mentioned a unique technology advantage that Alaska Airlines has for navigating in and out of Juneau. In fact, the Federal Aviation Administration says Delta is also authorized to use a version of the technology in Juneau with Boeing 737s. Juneau Airport Manager Patty Watto says Delta developed its own version of the same technology that's been using in Juneau since at least 2017. Last Wednesday, Senator Jesse Keel was the only member of Alaska's Senate Judiciary Committee to vote against a bill that would ban transgender girls from competing with and against other female athletes in school sports. This bill is not unique to Alaska. 37 states have proposed similar bills, and 15 have now become laws. Senator Keel says the timing of that bill makes him question its purpose.
This bill doesn't stand a kerosene snowball's chance in you know where of passing this year and getting to the governor's desk.
He said time is at a premium right now, with the regular session ending next week.
If it stands, again, no chance of passage. And I can only speculate, but if it's for show and not for go, that's a really unfortunate way to use the legislature's time.
Besides the timing, he's also against the bill because it references irrelevant research, like studies conducted on transgender people in the military who transitioned after puberty. He also says that the bill infringes on young women's right to privacy. And it singles out a very small number of individual girls based on limited studies. So far in Alaska, there has only been one transgender female athlete in high school. Keel says that this legislation were an attempt to legitimize and empower women in girls' sports, it would be providing solutions that those in women's sports have been asking for, like equity and funding and structure.
It's not aimed where the rhetoric is shooting, so who's really getting the bullet?
The bill hasn't been taken up since last week. It's been on the calendar since Monday, but keeps getting pushed off the agenda, and it was tabled yesterday. Wrangell High School students designed and painted two pairs of sneakers for an art competition that continued to receive national acclaim. As KSTK's Sage Smiley reports, the shoes already won at least $15,000 for the school's art program, and the chance to win more than triple that.
Along Wrangell's front street, almost every storefront has the same sign. It's miniaturized and taped to every till in the grocery stores downtown. Vote to help win $50,000 for the WHS art program, it says. Vote for Wrangell every day until May 6th. The signs have pictures of two pairs of painted Vans shoes as well.
I'm so excited.
Paige Baggin led the group of Wrangell art students that entered this year's Vans Custom Culture Contest, where high schools design shoes to represent hometown pride and the legacy of one of the Vans founders. The endeavor paid off. Wrangell was first accepted into a group of 250 competing schools, then the top 50 schools nationwide, and after a public vote, made the top five designs in the United States.
Like, it feels really, really good to, like, I guess you, like, everybody else in the community also thinks that, like, art is just as important as I think it is. All the community support, like, it's really easy, like, when you're in the bubble of just, like, going to school, going home, doing homework, going to school, and then, like, the art program is suffering so much, it's really easy to, like, be like, oh, no one cares about art. Like, but no, so many other people feel, like, exactly the same way as I do. Like, so many people think that it's so important, and just to see, like, how the community has come together.
Wrangell community members made social media groups to remind people to vote each day for the Wrangell students' shoe designs. The two pairs of shoes, one pair with Wrangell sunset scenes, another with Tlingit-inspired formline art, beading, marten fur, and buttons, are proudly displayed in the window of a downtown Wrangell business.
Like, all the support was really, really exciting.
Former Wrangell students and community members spread the voting link coast to coast. Southeast's regional native corporation Sea Alaska and Alaska-based rock band Portugal the Man shared Wrangell's shoe designs. News organizations all over the state shared stories about Wrangell's shoes. Some students even got to meet U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski, who posted a video with them on her social media. The students say they feel like Wrangell's success in this nationwide competition is an underdog story. Some of the top 50 schools came from communities of hundreds of thousands of people. Generously, Wrangell has about 2,300 people on the whole island. Here's senior Rowan Wiederspoon.
It's great to see that even with a small community, you can win a people's vote. Because it really just shows that, like, all you really have to do to succeed in life is to try.
Art teacher Tasha Morse agrees.
You have to dare to try. You have to dare to make mistakes. You have to put your neck out there. And that's what all of us have done. Like, nationwide, to be in the top five is astronomical. We have a high school population of 62 children. And that is not much.
The art students spent hours brainstorming about what makes Wrangle special, then poured that into the design of two pairs of shoes. And Moore says she thinks it shows. The painted shoes have gained the school and the students wider attention than she ever thought was possible. She says when she got the email that Wrangle made the top five schools, she burst into tears.
Really exciting. Completely surreal. This is probably, like, the most surreal thing that's ever happened in my life. Like, these kinds of things happen to other people. Other people go on game shows and win money. Other people win contests. Other people do this. It's not something that happens to people like us here in Wrangell. You know, it just feels really surreal.
Baggin, the lead artist for the shoes, says she doesn't feel like it's a competition, really, now that they've made the top five schools. All of them deserve to be there. Plus, each top five school wins $15,000 for its art program.
$15,000 is an astronomical sum. Like, we get $500 a year. If we wanted to save up $15,000, it would take us 30 years. So, having this much money right now is, like, literally a dream come true. It's crazy for us.
Teachers in Wrangell are allotted $500 each year to buy classroom supplies.
I was reading all the impact documents from the other schools, and they were like, we're going to build a new computer lab filled with iMacs, and we're going to create a new department and blah, blah, blah. And we don't, like, we set out being like, oh, I hope we get some money so we can buy some new paints or, like, some new paintbrushes.
Colored pencils.
High school senior Sophia Hagelman says one of the best parts is the opportunity to feel like they're giving back to the school in a meaningful way.
I've seen where teachers had to buy, with their personal money, have to buy new products and items that the school just can't afford. So this would be really good to have because then they don't have to use all their personal money on things they shouldn't have to buy.
Junior Cassidy Cowan says she feels like the Vans Custom Culture Competition has put Wrangell on the map.
Just a little town, not even known on a map. You have to tell someone where you were. Just a little island turned into bigger than we ended up.
As one of the top five schools in the Vans Custom Culture Competition this year, Wrangell has already won $15,000 for its art program and is in the running to win a $50,000 grand prize. The top school will also win a visit from Vans officials and a school-wide barbecue, among other prizes. The winner of this year's competition will be announced next week, the week of May 16th. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.
The Iditarod Trail Committee has partially reversed its decision to penalize two mushers who sheltered their dog teams in a cabin during a severe windstorm during this year's 1,000-mile sled dog race. The decision announced Thursday, comes after the two mushers, Millie Porcild and Michelle Phillips, appealed their penalty. Porcild and Phillips were the top female finishers in this year's race. In one of their final runs to the finish, they hit a severe windstorm and said they had to move their dog teams inside a cabin to protect them. That's against the Iditarod's rules, and some competitors filed a formal complaint, saying it may have given the mushers a competitive advantage. The Iditarod organizations moved the mushers back in the standings shortly after the race finished, which cost them hundreds of dollars in prize money. But that decision was reversed in Thursday's ruling, meaning that Porcild be awarded nearly $3,500 more in prize money for finishing in 14th. Phillips will get an extra $1,000 and finish in 17th. However, both mushers must pay a $1,000 fine. That's equivalent to the fine a third musher, Riley Dyke, got for sheltering his dogs in a cabin in his final run to Nome. The Iditarod Trail Committee wrote in a statement that, quote, the board respects the judgment call made by the two mushers. It says no dog should suffer harm or death during the race and recommends a race committee review the rules that prohibit sheltering dogs indoors. And as for the weather, it's another glorious sunny day in Juneau today. It's currently 60 degrees. And there's a frost advisory for tonight from midnight until 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. This means that while the low is currently predicted to be 37, it could dip as low as 30 tonight. Gardeners should protect any vulnerable plants from low temps before going to bed tonight. Tomorrow may come with some patchy fog in the morning and scattered showers later in the day. As for the weekend, Saturday may be rainy, but Sunday is currently expected to be clear. Sunset is at 9:12 p.m. tonight. And Sunday is a full moon. That's the flower moon. For more stories like these and other local news and from around the region and the state of Alaska, please check out our website at ktoo.org. I'm Yvonne Krumrie, and this is KTOO.